Maseches Kilayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah A, 4-5. This Mishnah starts out with the unspoken assumption, the tradition, that the minimum number of vines, of trunks of grape vines, for something to be considered to be a kerem, is 5. Fewer than 5 separate grape vines, trunks, they're like trees, right? So trunks of grapes coming to the ground, if they're fewer than 5, it could never be a kerem. What isn't clear, however, is the formation of those, the arrangement of those 5 vines. So we'll see here, it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Mishnah says, Hanoteya shura shel chamesh gafanim. If a person plants a row of 5 grape vines, I'll call them grape trees for a second, because you have to, if you've never seen it, it's hard to imagine it correctly. You're not imagining it right. Imagine it as a tree. There's like a trunk coming out the ground, and then the branches spread, and those are the vines off of which the grapes grow. So you need to have 5 separate trunks, if you will, coming out of the ground to be considered to be a kerem. And the word noteya is a verb that's applicable specifically to trees, in fact, as opposed to zorea, which is planting, you know, small things on the ground. So hanoteya shura shel chamesh gafanim, if one plants a single row of 5 grape vines, Beishame omrim kerem. Beishame says that satisfies what a definition of a vineyard is, meaning that now the distance is upped from 6 tfachim to 4 amos away from those tree trunks, let's call them. Beis Hillel omrim no, eino kerem ad shu sham shtei shuros. Beis Hillel hold no, that they agree that the minimum number of grape trees is 5. However, a single row doesn't constitute a kerem. It has to be 2 rows of vines in order for it to be a kerem. In the next mission, we'll discuss the geometry of those, how there's 5 are arranged. But for now, the question simply is, given that you need 5 at least, is 1 row sufficient to make a kerem? Beis Shammai says yes, and Beis Hillel says no. Now the Mishnah says, Lefikach, and therefore, Hazorea, here the verb is Zorea, planting besides a tree, Arba Amos Shebekerem, if one plants, let's say wheat, whatever, any grain or any green, within 4 amos of the vineyard. So that's forbidden, of course. That's kilai hakerem. And that being the case, the rule will be that the entire, besides what you planted, you know, the wheat that you planted, which is forbidden, asur ba'ana, so too the grapevines in the kerem are also forbidden. If they grow together, they're asur ba'ana, they must be destroyed. So how many grapevines must be destroyed and can't get benefit from? The answer is 1 kerem worth. And that being the case, since Beis Shammai holds that a kerem could be a single row, let's say for argument's sake, you have a vineyard, which is, you know, the trunks of the vines of the grapes are, let's say they're 10 by 10. It's 100, you know, 100 grape vines, 10 by 10. So if on one edge next to, let's say, you know, the A5, you know, like next to one of the vines in the edge in the middle somewhere, you plant some wheat, that will ruin an entire vineyard worth, a legal kerem. And since Beis Shammai holds a kerem can be a single row, that'll mean it'll be just 1 row of 10, like the whole of, let's call it, you know, A1 through A10, if you know what I mean, like on a chessboard, so to speak, or a, you know, an Excel spreadsheet. So it'll take just 1 row. Those 10 outer vines will be now forbidden, because Beis Shammai say a single row is considered to be a vineyard. That, fine. And Beis, so it says again, Lafika chazorea arba amos shebekerem, one plants within 4 amos of the vineyard. Beis Shammai omrim kidesh shura achas, a single row becomes forbidden. Kidesh here means to be legally forbidden, like set aside. And Beis Hillel omrim kidesh de shuros. Beis Hillel says no, 2 rows of vines are rendered forbidden. The reason, because he says that a minimum vineyard is 2 rows worth. Now, for simplicity's sake, we'll explain this like the Rambam here, because the Mishnah kind of got ahead of itself, and I'll come back, Blinetter, to saying the Rosh's understanding of this Mishnah. But the Rambam's understanding of the Mishnah, like the Bartanura, is it's 1 row, 1 whole row for Beis Shammai, the whole outer row, and Beis Hillel has the whole 2 rows deep, the whole outer row, most outer row and the second most outer row next to where the forbidden grain is growing. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will come back to explaining the Rosh when I establish more halachas in the next Mishnah.